Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
5 o'clock, great to have you. I love Jeremy Otto's new sign-off. I'm Jeremy Otto and you're not. It's tremendous. Here's how we're going to do something a little bit off the beaten path. Next week, obviously, is going to be all draft. And we talked about it today. We've talked Tigers today. We've covered everything. Odyssey.com rewind if you want it. We wanted to take the final couple segments of the week because Rico's going to be very uncomfortable with this. But Kenny, David, and I, we had a meeting. Rico, you're going to need to be honest with the audience because you said something to us privately that shocked us all, and it didn't disappoint us. It saddened us. It made me sad. Is that you said you are about a year behind me in a viewpoint on something in sports, and I went, oh no, not Rico, not our innocent, virtuous, holier than thou, not Rico. Do you want to share with the people?
Well, yeah, I guess I have to
now. Because you coming to the dark side is jarring.
Because I'm about a year away from where you feel, how you feel about college sports, college football, college hoops. It's getting to the point where it's almost not fun anymore. And I'm a little bit of John Jansen. I'm going to let it play out this year because I need to know. Once they start and they hit the field this fall, will this dissipate? But right now, it's just disgusting. It's not fun. You're watching this guy just transferred in, and a week later he's transferred back out. This guy's hitting the portal. Why are you hitting the portal, son? You have no stats. This guy went from here to there. You know, your coaches are doing the curly shuffle, moving from place to place. There's no continuity. It used to be that, you know what? At least whether I like the kid or not, he was going to be at this school for the next 3 to 5 years.
There are three stories that I think led to Rico's nervous breakdown here. So let me give you the context, and then Rico can take this to six. One, for like the fourth time, a player at Michigan State is in the portal. Not in total, like the player is in the portal again. Simeon Barrow, who's a D tackle, he's good. I'm not turning him into, you know, Albert Hainsworth, but he's good. It's like he just reaffirmed a commitment to the school, except cutscene, now I'm back in the portal.
Right, he has a meeting with Izzo, and Izzo convinced me to come back until...
cutscene, I'm not back. That's one. Story number two, that Rico went on a rant late night that I wasn't trying to hear. Early enrollee at Colorado. So you... early enrollee. You just got there 90 days ago. I am now entering the portal. Wait, you were so excited to go to Colorado.
Play for Coach Prime.
You enrolled early. Now you're leaving. And then the third one is Deion Sanders in Sum Total going out in concert with his son's embarrassing videos he's put out about, hey, I'm attending a class for the first time because, quote, wanted to see what it felt like. Deion openly, hey, offensive players, DM my son. Defensive players, DM me. And when asked about why 16 players had left Colorado in the last 10 days, who the hell were they anyways?
Right.
That's your head coach. Right. Those three stories have sent Rico to Mikey Land.
Right.
Because I'm just done. The whole thing is stupid.
Because here's the thing. You would at least figure, okay, we always say they're kids, but Deion. Hey, what, Coach Prime? Why do you, I think 16 players have already left his program in the last couple since the portal opened this week, and he's just like, "Well, who are they anyway? You know, they're nobodies." I'm paraphrasing here, but You would, okay, you know what? We had a lot of competition, and these young men just decided that he just pretty much kicked them out. I guess they didn't come with their Louis luggage, because, you know, that's all you get. It is just like, what are we doing here? I mean, because you hear, because he gets hyped up, oh, he's this great coach. And it's like, was he really a great coach? Because people are always shocked when I say, you do realize last year he won the exact same amount of games as MSU. 4.
The other problem, Enrico's right, by the way. I mean, this is also the issue with the media, I take, but I'll leave that alone. It's spring games are tomorrow or this weekend, whatever you want to say. And what else it coincides with is this next version of the portal. And I think what's happening to you, I think what's happening to you is because you are more invested than me and you follow it closer, I think the whole portal is nonsense. It's you're getting fatigue because it's not just a transfer portal. Okay, musical chairs, the curly shuffle. Right. It's over now. Let's go play football. No.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
We're going to do it again.
Right.
And then just when you get comfortable, now it's after spring ball, we're going to do it again.
Right.
But wait, there's more. Summer practice.
They're going to do it again. Right. So somebody that you just knew was going to be on your team in December could be on their third team come the fall. So you can't get attached. You can't get angry. You can't get excited. Okay, your team just landed this guy. Oh, wait, you got 6 months before the season start. Good luck with that. Because what if the check doesn't cash? What if this happens? What if that, as you say, what if somebody calls you from a gas station burner phone? Hey, kid, we got this amount of money for you if you want to leave. It's just like, what are we doing
here? If there's no investment by the players, then why is there any investment by a fan? That's where I find myself. And it's easy for me. My connection to college football and basketball now resides in a very weird place. If I didn't do cash the ticket, then the actual connection point is gone.
Right.
All of the things I liked about college football are gone. I don't have tickets anymore. I don't tailgate anymore. There's no connectivity to the school as it relates to players or coaches. There's no, Rico,
Mike, let me ask you this. I mean, and you know college football. Who's the best quarterback in the Big Ten this year?
Hold on.
Right there is the problem.
Right
there, like Drew Aller is the old man. Like he actually stuck around Penn State.
Cam Ward go to Ohio State?
No, he went to Miami.
See, I don't even see it.
Oh no, David, I know there's a day far away. It'll be like the week I get back from Saratoga in August. We're gonna do the portal shuffle,
right.
And I'm just gonna rifle play because I'll be prepped for podcast preview season.
We could actually do something. Do it now. Put it in a time capsule and reread it 4 months from now.
Right.
Where is this guy?
Here's the other thing, and I'll lay on this sword so you don't get vilified.
I don't care.
Nowhere along the line have Rico or I said we don't want players paid. Kenny brought this up in the pre-show, and Kenny, you're spot on. I want the players paid, but this stuff is getting. I mean,
they just put a rule out saying that from here on out, you can transfer as many times as you want. There's no penalty because the NCAA is getting sued left and right. And for them, it's easier just to leave the gate open and you can come and go as you want because please stop suing us. If you want to transfer, like when you see a kid has transferred and he's on his third or fourth school, Mike, it used to make fun of that guy. Now that's just called normal.
Well, it's called business.
Right.
But my whole thing, and again, I don't have a Michigan comparison. I don't. I mean, I know clearly, like Keon Coleman asked Michigan State for more money like a zillion times. And it gets to a point where you go, you know what? There's donor fatigue. We're done with this. like, that's happening everywhere. Now, how many times does a kid get to go back to the coaching staff who has openly had to kiss his ass because there's eight portals before you go, you know what, man?
And David, write this down, because I'm going to give your former coach some credit. Harbaugh was, he's about the only coach that I know that somehow squashed all of this. You didn't see guys jumping in the portal. You didn't see Donovan or anybody saying, hey, I think I may want to go in the portal to see if you give me more money. He kept everything under control. I don't know if Sharon Moore is going to be able to do that, but when you look across and say, who's the best quarterback? Seriously, you don't know who's the quarterback where, because I fully expect, after watching Ohio State spring game, yes, I did watch it.
Oh, God.
I expect two of those guys to leave and be gone. As a matter of fact, I was joking on the podcast, could one of those quarterbacks be Michigan's next QB? Because they got actually like three good QBs, and only one's going to get the job. Because right now, Orji is lined up to be your quarterback, David.
I just figured it out. It's Will Howard. He went to Ohio State.
From
Kansas State.
There you go. And he may be he may end up at Michigan.
But the idea that you have spent, and I'm not making fun of you at all. You have buried me on a yearly basis because of my view on college football. And all of a sudden, like a switch has been flipped for you. And that scares me because if the sport is losing somebody like you, that's a big problem.
Because I need to see what happens, because when the fall comes, maybe I won't care anymore.
I think the problem too, David, you get to a point where you're afraid of even having any of your players be good.
Mike, you're making, it's a lot of truth in what you just said.
Like tomorrow, you're going to be up at the spring thing, right, whatever it's called now. Some guy goes 7 catches for 146. Watch.
Right, all of a sudden, yeah, Nick Marsh goes out there and lights it up, and he'll never play it down at MSU because he's now at Alabama.
How people
are Antonio Gates Jr. Like, oh, well, you know what? And he's now at Penn State.
So let me ask a question to you, the people. 248-539-9797. How are you supposed to care? That's the question. Zero smarm.
Because I do think that you're going to see less and less actual spring games because I don't want to showcase any of my players.
Right. We're going to do calisthenics.
Pretty much.
It's not.
Right.
Why is everybody doing jumping jacks?
Where's the running back? He's injured. He tripped over the chalk line.
248-539-9797.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.